This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. I'm walking in this absolutely fabulous place where I go for a walk called Ashley Reservoir. I don't know if you can see that. There's a little bevy of ducks, about four of them, who are flying across the water, and at some point they will land. Very, very beautiful. SubhanAllah. The atmosphere is clean, clean, clean. You can literally smell the forest. It's so beautiful. And Alhamdulillah, as I always do, I ask myself, what do I learn? Now, interestingly, one of the things that I am learning right now as I speak to you is to see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designs things. Now, if you see this picture that's coming up here on the right, which is the forest, trees are reflected in the water, it looks as if the forest is upside down. So which do you believe? Do you believe it's really upside down? Because here is the picture. And as we know, pictures don't lie. But pictures can be manipulated, and pictures are a certain way because of certain light conditions and so on and so forth. And before I go any further, those are some lilies. If you can see them there. I don't want to magnify the picture right now because I don't know what it will do to the video. But anyway, so I'm walking through this forest. And which brings me to, so if things are deceptive, if the world is deceptive, if what we see is not really what is real, how do we make out the difference? Marana Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to give this very simple but very powerful imagery, and in the form of a little story. And I will say it in Urdu like he used to say it, and then I will translate it for those who are not fortunate enough to know Urdu. He used to say ke dada baithe hain Eid ke din aur beta dada ka apne beton ko, do beton ko wo le aata hai aur wo judwa hai, ek hi umar ke hain. तो उम्र उनकी है समझे कि 4 या 5 साल की. तो दादा जो हैं उनके एक हाथ में एक अंगूठी है और हीरे की अंगूठी है, और अंगूठी समझे कि 10 लाख की है या 20 लाख की है, हीरे की अंगूठी है. और दूसरे हाथ में एक तश्तरी में जलेबी है, गरम गरम जलेबी, बहुत ही लजीज, देखने से लगता है कितनी लजीज है. तो ये लेके दो दादा बैठे हैं, और जब दो बच्चे आते हैं तो दादा उनसे कहते हैं, भाई क्या चाहिए, अंगूठी चाहिए या जलेबी, जो चाहे ले लो, जो चाहे ले लो. तो अब आप सोचें कि बच्चा क्या लेता है. तो दोनों बच्चे जो हैं वो देखते हैं अंगूठी या जलेबी. तो एक बच्चा उसमें से जलेबी की तरफ हाथ बढ़ाता है, तो बाप जो खड़ा है पीछे, बाप कहता है ये मत ले, अंगूठी ले. और कहता है कि अंगूठी में जलेबी है. क्या कहा उसने, अंगूठी में जलेबी है. अब आप सोचे, बच्चा है 4-5 साल का, जलेबी जानता है क्या है, खा चुका है, उसको पसंद है. अंगूठी तो खैर उसने देखी होगी दादा के, कभी दादा पहने रहते थे या कुछ जो भी था, और वो इतनी कोई खास चीज़ नहीं है. अब ऊपर से उसके वालिद कह रहे हैं कि भाई अंगूठी में जलेबी है. अब वो लड़का देख रहा है कि अंगूठी तो छोटी है और जलेबी उसके अंदर कैसे आएगी. तो वो अपने बाप की बात को उसका समझेगा, उसको नहीं सोचता है, बाप की बात को नहीं मानता है, और वो जलेबी ले लेता है. अब बची अंगूठी, तो दादा कहते हैं उसको, दूसरे लड़के को, कि तुझे भी अंगूठी चाहिए और एक जलेबी मंगा दूँ. तो वो कहता नहीं ठीक है अभी जलेबियाँ ले लेते, ये अंगूठियाँ ले लेते हैं। उसने अंगूठी ले ली। अब देखिए कि क्या आपके सामने है कि एक ने जलेबी ली और दूसरे ने अंगूठी ली। अब जिसने जलेबी ली वो तो जिसने अंगूठी ली उसको अंगूठा दिखा रहा है उस वक्त। वो कह रहा तू तो बेवकूफ़ है, ये अंगूठी का क्या करेगा, अंगूठी तो गर्म नहीं है, ठंडी है, उसको खा नहीं सकते, घट है, मीठी नहीं है, और जलेबी गरम गरम है और मीठी है और मैं तो खा रहा हूँ। तो उस वक्त तो जिसने जलेबी ली लगता है कि यही होशियार था, यही होशियार था, क्योंकि ये तो बड़ा बड़े मज़े कर रहा है। मगर जब बाप ने कहा था कि अंगूठी में जलेबी है तो उसके माने क्या है? उसके माने ये है कि इस अंगूठी की जो कीमत है इसको अगर बेचा जाए तो जलेबी का कारखाना खरीदा जा सकता है, पूरी जलेबी की दुकान खरीदी जा सकती है, जबकि आदमी फिर जलेबी ज़िंदगी भर खाएगा और दूसरों को भी खिलाएगा। ये है मिसाल रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम की बात को मानने की। जो इल्म अल्लाह तबारक व तआला ने वही के ज़रिए से नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम पर नाजिल फरमाया उसकी मिसाल इसी तरह कि उस इल्म का जो गायब का हिस्सा है वो हम नहीं जानते, तो हम उसको कबूल करते हैं इसलिए नहीं कि हमारी समझ में आता है, हम कबूल करते हैं इसलिए कि नबी ने कहा है। सो लेट मी ट्रांसलेट दिस होल थिंग। उमर साहब पालनपुर रहमतुल्लाह अलैह वन ऑफ द ग्रेट स्कॉलर्स ऑफ इंडिया ही यूज्ड टू गिव दिस एग्जांपल। ही वुड से द ग्रैंडफादर इज सिटिंग ऑन द डे ऑफ ईद, ही इज गिविंग ईदी टू हिज ग्रैंड चिल्ड्रन। His son comes along with his twin boys. The boys are 4 or 5 years old. So the grandfather is sitting there. The grandfather has on in front of him on a little table. He has a plate, a saucer, in which there is a jalebi. Now, those of you who do not know what is a jalebi, that's what I call a double whammy. You don't know Urdu and you don't know jalebi. So the first thing you need to do is to catch hold of your India, Pakistani, Bangladeshi friends and say, get me a jalebi, and then eat a jalebi and you'll know what I mean. So it's a sweet, it's an Indian Pakistani sweet, which is apart from anything else extremely sweet and very tasty and very delicious. So here is this jalebi, and it looks like a pretzel. It looks like an orange pretzel filled with sugar, for those Americans who want a description. It's like an orange pretzel filled with sugar. In the other hand of the grandfather is a solitaire diamond ring, which is probably worth, say, for the sake of making it exciting, say $500,000, right? It's a huge stone, say worth about $500,000. So the grandfather says to his two little grandchildren, grandsons, which one do you want? Do you want the money? Do you want the jalebi? Or do you want the ring? Which in Urdu we call it angoti. Now, the two little boys, the first of them, he extends his hand towards the jalebi, towards the sweet. The father stops him and he says, don't take the jalebi, take the ring. Because in the ring is the jalebi. In the ring is a jalebi. And in a ring is a jalebi shop. Now think about that. Think about that from the point of view of a little five-year-old kid. Here is his father telling him something which absolutely makes no sense to him. He knows the jalebi because he's eaten jalebi before. He loves it. He is, you know, and here's absolute delicious-looking one, nice and hot and sugary and, you know, dripping in sugar. He'd love to eat it. And on the other hand, the ring, you may have seen it on the on his grandfather's hand, but, you know, a ring is a ring. What does a five-year-old kid know about solitaires and the prices of rings? So he just looks at his father and he thinks to himself, well, you know, what does he know? I mean, I know better. So he picks up the sweet. Now the second boy, the grandfather says to him, do you want the ring or shall I get you another one of these jalebis? That boy thinks, well, you know, my brother didn't listen to daddy. Let me listen to daddy. He said, no, I take the ring. So now at that point, when one of them has the jalebi, has a sweet in his hand, and the other one has a cold, hard ring in his hand, who seems to have got the better deal? And in Urdu we say, Angoothi wale ko us dusre ne angootha dikhaya. Angootha dikhaya is to like thumb your nose. So now the guy who got the jalebi, the sweet, he will literally thumb his nose at the other one. And he will say, you know, you got the short end of the stick. You didn't get anything. And look at me now, I'm eating this thing. It's so delicious, it's fantastic. But the father says to this other guy, don't worry about it. As I told you, in this ring is not only the jalebi, it's not only the sweet, but the whole sweet shop. And of course, I mean, I don't think that needs any explanation. You know what that means. You know, for the price for $500,000, you can buy the whole sweet factory. Forget about the sweet shop. So then this kid is going to be able to eat jalebi all his life. And hopefully he doesn't get diabetes in the process. But anyway, he will eat jalebi all his life and he will be able to feed jalebi to all his friends. So when you look at it in the long term, who got the better deal? That's a no-brainer, right? Now this is, as I mentioned, the reason why we need the guidance of Rasulullah SAW. Because the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him through wahi, this knowledge is something we don't know. But we need it. And that's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us the Nabi alayhi salam with this knowledge to teach us. And he taught us. Now question to us, for ourselves is, there is that leap of faith. There is going to be a part which will not, within quotes, make sense to you and me, because we don't have the knowledge to understand it. There is the part which is going to be difficult to believe or understand. But we still accept that and we follow that guidance, not because we understand everything in it, but because of who is saying that to us. And ta'ala Allahu wa ta'ala Rasulu ala kulli amthal, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Rasul are above any examples that we can give. But just for us to illustrate, just as the father wishes the best for his children, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wished and wishes the best for his ummah to a level of excellence that even parents cannot reach. And the dalil for that, the proof of that is that on the day when parents are going to be running away from children, the state of nafsi nafsi, yafirul mar'u min akhi wa abihi wa ummihi wa abi wa sahibati wa bani, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said they will run, the friend from the friend, the mother and the father from their children. On that day, the one who will not run from us and who will own us and who will say to his Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, Ummati, Ummati, my Ummah Ya Rabb, my Ummah Ya Rabb. Now, think about this. Do you want to believe him? Or do you want to believe your experience, your eyes and so on and so forth, which are showing you a false picture in the mirror, like I showed you in this video? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to understand the true value of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to follow him as he wanted us to follow him, not by worshipping him, not by singing anashid bordering on shirk, not by having this ijtima and that ijtima, not by celebrating Miladun Nabi for which there is no dalil, but by following him in our lives, in every aspect of our lives. بالتحقيق وبالدلائل الحقيقة. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and never to be displeased and to forgive our sins. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك ورحمة الله.